Hi everyone, it is me, Anita. I wanted to take a moment and thank a few people, I'm not going to name names, you know who you are, that reached out to check on me to make sure that I was good. First, I'm great. I always try to be honest and try to be as authentic as possible. I try to be real and I try to speak from a place of experience, and I like to just try to be as honest as possible, which a lot of people, I ain't gonna say a lot, but there are a few people in my life that were in my life that may not agree with that statement of me being honest and as truthful as possible, which is cool. But sometimes we have to process different emotions. We have to go through the highs and lows of emotions or hormones. And sometimes people that struggle with anxiety or depressions, they have it a little bit more frequently than others. But recently, I have had to process some different things that of acceptance. And what I mean by that is, you know how sometimes we may think that we have a friendship that's on a deeper connection than what it really is, or we have a best friend that got our back, you know, they gonna look out for us, you know, we go shopping together, we do all these things together, and you love them, you know, like they're your sister, like they're your brother, and then you realize you love them, but they don't love you the same way. And so it's those type of realities that I'm coming to accept. Not that they don't love me, not that they don't care about me, it's just they don't love and care about me the way I thought and I felt. You know what I'm saying? Because, and the reason I say that, if I'm aware of exactly the type of love or the type of support that I have from you, then I can love you and care for you and be there for you and be your friend and support you accordingly. Because I try to deal with people accordingly to how they are with me. And I don't allow you deeper into my space, and I don't allow you deeper into my life if I know that this is going nowhere, right? I've had friends that felt like I talk about them on my podcast. And this particular person that felt that I talk about them on my podcast, I am talking about them now because I need to get something off my chest. I'm sorry if I ever had a discussion about you on my podcast that was uncomfortable for you. And for that, I apologize. I've tried to remember when. I know that I've had a conversation before with, them about it. And I didn't think that the conversation that we had at that particular time that I had talked particularly about them in that conversation, but they did. And for that, I do apologize. But I do talk about friends. I have had conversations with friends, and I do talk about the experience that I have shared with them. But for this particular friend, I do apologize. I am sorry for ever having a conversation about you that made you feel uncomfortable or may have made you feel judged, or that I had people looking at you in a negative way, whether it was on this podcast or by means of via text, emails, or whatever. I do apologize for that. Wasn't my intention. So I apologize. I said that to be very, honest and upfront as I possibly can. I've learned that we can walk around this world and we can say, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna keep it honest. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it 100. Ain't no cap in here. We can say all these things, but sometimes why are we talking about the people that don't want us to talk about them? Why are the people that we're talking about is keeping up space in our mind and our heart? They don't want us to talk about them, right? For whatever reason. And no matter what you say, majority of the time, it may be looked at as negative energy. It may be looked at as criticism or insult. I don't know anybody that I consider a friend that I have talked to in a negative manner and I judge them by that. Maybe I have and didn't realize that that was the energy that I was getting off. So if I've done that to anyone, I do apologize. I had a topic where I talked about friends with benefits. I got a message from someone asking me not to advocate women use their body for sexual pleasure and money. I listened to that friends with benefit, and I didn't see here anything on there that indicated that I was advocating for men or women to use their body for sexual pleasure and for money. I never said that. I gave someone some information. I had a conversation with a friend, just to recap, and she was telling me about someone that she was friends with, and they were saying about having a friends with benefit type of situation, and she didn't really understand that because she's more of a one-on-one type of person. Like me, I'm a selfish lover, so I'm not finna share. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody brings something back to me, I'm going to know where the fuck I got it from. I'm one of those type of people. And that's what she was reiterating to me. And so she was saying she didn't really understand about the friends with benefits situation. And I said, oh, well, that'd be a great topic for my podcast. And she's like, okay, we'll do it. Educate your girl. I did. I educated her. And then I turned around and got on the podcast and I did a podcast about it. And I just gave her the information that I believe was friends with benefits situation. And I looked on Google. It's a plethora of information on Google. You pick and choose what information you want to use. I gave her the information as an adult to another adult that wanted to be informed on what exactly is a friends with benefit type of situation. And I just it indicated for her to know what she wanted, what she desired, what she expected from the situation, how long she wanted to do this friends with benefit type of situation. So I was just informing her and giving her the information so that she's able to make the decision based on what she wants. And again, it's her body. And she have a right to decide to do whatever it is she wants to do, man or woman. We have to stop trying to dictate what people should do with their bodies. We have to stop trying to call women out and call women whores and this and that about what they decide to do when you ain't no better than a woman. We have to stop doing that. And I'm not trying to talk about my men's because your girl, you know that your girl loves her. Me, like, I'm just a proud supporter. I think y'all are the most amazing creatures next to women. But y'all have to stop stereotyping women and putting women in a box and assuming that this is how a woman should be. You have to start being more upfront and honest with a woman. Right. If you're in a relationship with a woman and you don't think that their relationship is going fast enough where y'all you want to get married, you want to move in together. And that woman, you don't think that's ever going to happen. Tell that woman that you are not happy with where y'all are in your life. And it doesn't look like y'all are ever going to move in together. Don't go behind this woman back and telling yourself that she's a whore. She's this, she's that. And then you go looking for shit about her to justify you moving on, going looking for something else. That's wrong. It's deceitful, it's hurtful, it's manipulative, and it's disappointing. And if a person truly loved you and a person was truly in love with you and that person trusts you, do you know how much hurt and pain that you're going to take this woman through emotionally? Of course she's going to be hurt if you decide, I don't want to do this because I don't think we're ever going to get to that point. But the way in which some people go about leaving a person is just flat out slimy. It's snakery. It's so hurtful and harsh. And it's wrong, no matter how much you try to look and try to justify. You can go into a woman's phone. You can go into a woman's computer. You can go into a woman's car. You can find out whatever you want to in that woman, however way you choose to violate her privacy. I don't give a fuck how you choose to do it. You can go and you can find any and everything that you want to find about this person, right? If this person was actually doing all these things that you claimed that she was doing, and this has been a regular situation, and this has been consistently happening, and this person played you and lied to you and did all these things to you, why you had to go looking for it? A dude tell you that he's seeing this woman, he's talking to this woman, he's giving this woman money, he's taking care of this woman, he's doing all these things for this woman, but you don't. The math ain't mathing. If this woman is still struggling financially, let's just say she's struggling financially, or let's just say she's still turning to you for assistance. She's still turning to you for help. She's still turning to you for guidance. If this woman is still turning to you, do you honestly think that this person really is doing all the things that he's saying he's doing for this woman? And let's just say for the sake of argument, he tells you that they're having sex and that they're sleeping together and that they're doing this and they're doing that. You know this woman well enough to know if she's freaky or if she's not freaky, right? But you're well enough to know the type of freakiness this woman is, right? So, you know, I'm going to speak for me. I'm going to say for me. When I was younger, there was things that I would probably experience and try, right? I would probably have been intimate in a car, intimate in a in a dressing room, I probably would have done those things, right? But being a whole grown woman now today with indecent behavior out there, where you worried about losing your license and you worried about not being able to get license for nursing and things of that nature, why would someone like me, and you know who I am, jeopardize that? Right? And I'm not saying every person thinks the way that they think. I'm just saying if a man or woman know that person, they know the type of character that that person is, at least you thinking that that person know you and you thinking that that person know your character, they know what you're capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing. Regardless if it's 50,000 things that's stacked up against you, that person know if you are a hoe or not. That person knows if you are conniving or if you offer their money or if you're just trying to use them. That person know. Let's go a little deeper. A woman is cheating. She's messing with all these men. She's doing all this with these men, but she ain't using you for your money. Think about that. Make it make sense. Now, if she's using you for your money, getting whatever she can from out of you, you did the right thing. You did the right. And let me say this also. You feeling like you can't trust that person. You feeling like I don't want to do this anymore with this woman. It's not wrong. You have a right to however you feel. You have a right to be honest with whatever's going on with you. But why not just tell that person? Why not do that? Because you had to know that if you went behind this person back and violated their privacy, you had to know that it was going to hurt them. So your exit was, I'm going to expose you for what I find out, and I'm going to hurt you in the process of it too. Are you okay with that? You feel good about that? I hope so. I pray you do. And that's anybody, man or woman. We have to be okay with allowing people to move on with their life. We can't keep holding on to what we thought, what we believed, how we felt. I'm bad at that. I am so bad at believing certain things because of how a person have made me feel or because I have enjoyed a person's company or, you know, me and my girl go out, we drink and this and that, so we cool. That don't necessarily mean she's cool with me. That just means today she felt like chilling with me and that's what the fuck it is. We have to be honest with ourselves at for what a situation is. We have to see it for what it is. Not what we think it is, not because it feels good, not because it's fun, not because it's exciting. We have to look at situations and people for who and what the fuck they are. And I'm speaking from own personal experience, from me hurting people, me disappointing people, me lying to people. I've done that. I'm guilty of that shit. But that's the problem that I have. I think for me, if I know what I have done to a person, I refuse to let a person hold me hostage. So anytime that they want to discredit me, they want to feel like I'm a liar, they want to feel like I'm lying to them, I'm doing any type of deceitful things, they can go look, find, search, X, whatever about me, and whatever someone tell them, whatever they find, they run and believe it. And the reason why I say people run and believe it, because when you have a conversation with a person and they found something out about you, they got all the juice. Somebody came and gave them all the tea, or they went in your mail and they got all your mail, right? And they ask you, right? And you respond. And it's, yeah, but this say X amount of time. Yeah, but that was because of this. Mm-mm. Well, how would they know that this is that? Pay attention to the conversation. Pay attention to the questions that a person asks you. If a person asks you something, right, and they believe you, they believe what you are telling them, they're not finna drill you, right? If a person asks you, let's say, two or three questions, right, and they're still saying, yeah, you say that, but, or they hit you with, well, how I know? Well, this happened before. They hit you with those questions, you're talking to yourself. Their mind is already made up about you. So no matter what you say, true or false, you're a liar. So you have to decide if this person is worth you running behind, because ultimately that's what you're going to be doing. Is this person worth you running behind to continue to be in your life? Do you deserve to be with a person that don't believe in you and don't trust you? Do you understand their pain to the point where you can tolerate it? Because I can understand a person being disappointed with me. I can understand a person being hurt. I can understand a person being confused with if this is true or if it's not true. Because if something seems really believable, I'm one of those people where it would be hard for me to believe. Because my answer is going to be, I know what they say, but I really don't know. Because it could be true or it could not be true. So I know how I will process it, right? But I always ask myself, is this person good to me? Have this person deceived me? Have this person used me? What have this person, how have this person came up short with me? I'm going to ask myself those questions. When I needed this person, was they there for me? Can I wholeheartedly say that this person loved me and cared about me? I go off of those things because sometimes when you don't know, you really don't know. You really don't know. And so that's where I'm at with this. I've had friendships that fizzled because I decided to take a stance and not try to run behind people and check in with them. I've had friends that I reconnected with and I would call and text and I would call and text and call and text and they stopped responding to me. And that left me like, I don't know what I did. I automatically made it about me doing something to them. And I couldn't figure out, well, what the fuck I did. And I just recently found out that I had done something to them. I didn't even know I did. And I'm like, that's not true. That never happened. I never said that. We never had that conversation. I never even talked to that person. They believed what someone else told them. I found this out today. Actually today. That they believed that I had negative energy to speak about them. And I never even talked to that person. I hadn't talked to that person in over 2, maybe 3 years. I didn't even know the person was still in Louisiana. So it was like, what? And they believed it. They didn't even offer me a conversation. So I guess that's a good thing that you didn't offer me a conversation, because to offer me a conversation would be a little respect. You know what I'm saying? But the fact that you didn't even offer me a conversation to even explain to me, well, I don't want to talk to you no more because of X, Y, Z. That let me know where my place was with you. You know what I'm saying? And this is the first time in a long time I didn't feel bad. I did not. Like last night, you know what I'm saying? But today, it didn't bother me at all that this person didn't even have enough respect for me to even allow me a conversation with them about it. We have to stop trying to make people be to us what we are to them, or at least what we think we are to them, because we got to be clear on what we really are to people. Because we think that us showing up for people, us supporting people, or us trying to convince a person or showing a person that, oh, I'm in love with you, I love you, I care about you, I got your back, you're my best friend, I want you happy, you need a babysitter, I got all of this. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop thinking because we try to do those things, right, that person see us. We got to stop thinking that because we are mindful of how we treat people or we're mindful how we make people feel, that they see that. That they appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because what we give, people may not necessarily give it back. You know what I'm saying? They may not even receive what we're giving. They may not even receive what we're getting as any form of love and affection or any of that. I got off the phone with my friend and she was like, this crazy MF keep getting off the phone with me. I ain't got time for that because what you not finna do is play me to the left. And I said, he ain't playing you to the left, honey. He done played you to the left. I said, let me tell you something. Man or woman can tell you 50 million times, I'm gonna call you right back. I'm gonna call you right back. I'm gonna call you right back. You think that if that man had any respect for you, that he would keep telling you, I'm gonna call you right back. I'm gonna call you right back. Hold on. I gotta catch this. He's catching someone else. Don't sit there and waste your energy behind someone that can easily replace you. They're helping you. Thank you. Thank them. Don't be bitter and all mad and hostility and angry at a person that can easily replace you. They're they're doing you a favor. Because you know what I learned in life? Anything or anybody that's worth loving or worth having or worth enjoying is worth fucking fighting for. And it ain't going to be fucking easy. And it ain't going to be like a walk in the park. It's going to come with some highs and lows and hills and valleys. It's going to come with a lot of unknown and not and unsure. It's the fight that you put in for that person. It's what make that last. That's how you get to the finish line. When you fight for a motherfucker. Not them always fighting for you, fighting for you to see them, fighting for you to trust them, for you to believe in them, for you to love them, for you to show them that they love you or that they matter to you, for them to fucking fight for you. You can't fight by yourself in something. And I tell you what, just stop and think about it. You're reaching out to them, you're calling them, you're texting them, you're fighting to be in a relationship with them. Tell me what they're doing. They reaching out to you. They're texting and calling you. They're respecting you. You understand what I'm saying? They love you. They're giving you time and energy. They appreciate you. What do they say about you? Do they uplift you? Are you a good woman? Are you a good person? Are you a good friend to them? How y'all conversations go? We have to stop trying to make people be what we want them to be for us because we don't want to let go. I've been there. It's just as long as, you know, they know that I love them, the hurt that I feel with how they talk to me, they'll see. I forgive and I move on. But they ain't gonna fucking forgive you. And anything someone tell them about you, anything they find out about you, whether past tense or present, whether it's true or false, they ain't going to believe you. When people show you who they are the first time, believe them. When a person show you what you... Like I said, when a person show you who they are the first time, believe them. When a person show you what you are to them, trust it and move along. Don't ever allow a person to make you beg to be with them. Let them be them. And you're not going to always see eye to eye. That's in any situation, any given situation. And it's okay to grow apart. It's okay to get to the point to someone wants something else. Someone wants something a little easier. Or someone may just be tired of what they've been going through. And they feel like their grass is green on the other side. Let them be. Everybody deserves to be happy. And everybody should be happy. So let them be and let them go. I've been processing a lot lately. I've been trying to accept a lot of things that I really didn't want to accept. And I realized that I wasn't the friend that I thought I was to other people. I thought that the way that the vision I had of myself wasn't what the person was receiving from me. And I have to take that. I have to accept that. I've had people tell people act like they God's gift to me. You know what I mean? I know what I am, who I am, and what I bring to the table. And I know there is not many women that will ever come close to me. I said what I said. And I know that when a person do me the way some people have done me, it always come full circle. The hardest part about different situations that I've been in is the way people have done things. It's not the fact that people don't want to be friends with me or people may not want to be in my life or family may not want to be around me. Or let's just say if I was in a relationship and a person didn't want to be in a relationship with me, it's not that they didn't want me because I can get past that bullshit in a second. It's the way in which they go about doing it. A person can go out of their way to find things out about me or to find out or give them a reason
to not be in my life or to not be friends with me. And it's poof. It is what it is. It's the truth. And I used to argue with people like, you a lie. That's not true. I am telling you, I can't keep doing that. You know how many times something like this is going to happen again in my life? You know what the funny part is? I've shared so much about me to a person to where I feel like I'm an open book when it comes to that person, but yet that person don't know me. You understand what I'm saying? I want all of my friends to be happy. I wish all of them well. I want all of them to be very successful in every and anything that they do. It's not a friend that I've never had that I wish any ill hatefulness towards them. And the funny part is, to this day, it is 2022. People from my past, old friends, whomever, if I really wanted to reach out to these people and communicate with them, I could. And they would welcome the conversation. So that lets you know what type of person I am. You know, people always say, oh, well, she was a bad person. She was a liar. She was this, she was that. I've heard a lot of people say things like that. So people that are really was good, genuine people to me, like really know my value, they know what I was worth. They know who I was. It's just some of them, it got to the point where my life got too busy. Their life got too busy. I was moving in a totally different direction than them. Our lifestyles was different. I wanted something else. They wanted a different path of friendships. And so that's what happened. But I could promise you, none of them will ever talk bad to me, to anybody. If a person came and told them that, hey, I found this in this person's computer, I found this in that person's phone, and she said that that's not true, I put my life on that. They wouldn't believe it. I'm a lot of things. And I may finesse the reality to give me comfort. I may ignore what's right in front of my face. But one thing I will never do is play with people's feelings, play with people's heart. I will never be a cheater. I think that's disgusting. I don't believe in just free will with STDs out and about. I know that I'm not a liar. I know that I'm a private person. And I know that there have been situations where people felt like I should have been more forthcoming into business and to friendships and things of that, which caused them to question my honesty and my sincerity because I didn't think that I should have shared it with them. Or I didn't want to make a certain decision because I felt like I was losing power of myself and just giving someone else control. Those are decisions that I've made that may have caused people to question certain things about me, but I know who I am. And last night I was in a dark place where I allowed people to help me think negative of myself, to not believe in myself, to question me and my sincerity because of how someone chose to do me. People that are friends with benefits, you have the right to be with whoever you want to, however you choose to be. No one has the right to tell you what to do with your life. I made a post about people protecting their privacy. I meant that from friends and family. I mean that. I'm telling you, people can do things to you and it takes a lot to undo it. It is things that can probably never be undone. Never be undone with my identity, ever. So now I have a blocker and I got a freeze. I got so much stuff going on with my identity, with my social security number and my credit. It's crazy. There's an ongoing investigation. It's a lot. And when friends and family, they may not believe what you tell them. They may not believe that you got caught in the middle of somebody else's bullshit. They may not believe you. They may believe that you have multiple friends. They may believe that you're stealing. They may believe that you neglected your children. They may believe different things about you. So you have to be prepared and be able to accept that who you think in your corner may not be in your corner. That's my time, you guys. I want to thank you guys for tuning into the podcast again. I want to thank you for listening again. I want to thank you for your continuous support. I want to tell people that every person have a right to their happiness, to how they want to live, what kind of relationship they want to be in, what type of bullshit they want to deal with. Some people may not want to deal with a person for a long-term situation. Some men or women may not want to be dating a person for 7 or 8 years and they feel like they're not going to ever move in together. Replacing a woman or man in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, whatever, that may work for them. But people have to know that if you can easily replace a person that thought that you truly loved them, it may not ever be a coming back from that. But if a person is willing to do that, that lets you know that they don't care of where your mindset or your heart is at. It's about them. So you have to be the same way. You can't allow someone to hold you hostage because you love people and because your friendship is so important to you and matters to you, or certain family members that you value. They may not value you the same, baby. They may not love you the same. They may not view you the same. So you can't allow those emotions to hold you hostage because you're hoping that one day that they'll see you. Listen to what they're telling you. Pay attention to what they're showing you and accept it. And take the proper steps to move accordingly in the most healthiest fashion. And again, to my friends that I may have disrespected on this podcast previously before, friends and family that feel like I try to bash them or I try to criticize them, I promise you with everything that I love, I don't have the energy to do that to you. I don't want to do that to you. It's disheartening and it hurts for when people do it to me. So why would I want to do it to someone else? It's a question that I would probably ask you to ask yourself. I get nothing out of it. I don't reward myself when it happens. And I, regardless to the people that I'm no longer friends with, regardless to the people that I no longer communicate with, family members that I don't associate with, or whatever the case may be, I love y'all. I always love y'all. Y'all always be important to me. Y'all always be special to me. So hurting you is never going to be on my agenda. And anything that I said that have offended you or hurt you or done that have hurt you or offended you in any type of way, from the bottom of my heart, with every ounce of my being, for whatever it's worth, from any even an ounce of respect or any of value that you view me as, I am truly sorry. And I wish you the best in everything. All right, you guys, again, I'm out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Stay true to yourself. Do not let anyone else's thoughts and opinions dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. When they go low, we go high, like the former first lady. Remember, people, let your family and friends know that you love them today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And when a person show you who they are the first time, believe them. Men and women, never allow a person to make you run behind them or beg them for their love and respect, because you'll be begging for the rest of your life. Or you'll be begging for the rest of that relationship. That's my time. Peace.